Hector was buried near the sea he had loved once, not too far from the shallows where he fought Achille for Etin and Helene. He did not hear the sea almonds moan over the bay when Philoctet blew the shell, nor the one drum beat of a wave thrust, nor a sail rattling to rest as its day's work was over. Crouching for his friend to hear, Achille whispered about their ancestral river and those things he would recognize when he got there, his true home forever and ever and ever, forever, compère. Achille had carried an oar to the church and he propped it outside with the red tin. Now his voice strengthened, he said, "Mate, this is your spear. The spear that I give you, my friend, is only wood. Vexation is past. I know how well you treat her. You'll never know my admiration when you stood crossing the sun at the bow of the long canoe with the plates of your chest like a shield, I would say. Any enemy so was a compliment. For no African ever hurled his white sen at the bay by which he was born with such beauty. You hear me? Men did not know you like me. All right. Sleep good. Good night." Then he moved Philoctet's hand. Then he noticed Helene standing alone and veiled in the whispering gloom. Then he reached down to the grave and lifted the tin to her. Helene nodded. A wind blew out the sun.